I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk Concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
Yes, thank you guys. This year we're doing a lot of concerts for John Cage. Anybody in the room John Cage fan?
Sure.
Yeah! John Cage, he was born 100 years ago, and for us he's kind of like our guy. We trace ourselves back to him in a big way. And so we're touring a lot of shows celebrating his music, and we made a piece that kind of celebrates some ways that he made music. Some time-based structures, some tasked-based sound things, some musical ideas. It's a piece that's pretty flexible and malleable, perfect for this wonderful desk to find some sounds. I think we found some cool things to go with. It's called 24 by 24. And we're going to play an 8-minute version of it. So you guys can feel good about 8 minutes of what's about to happen. 24 by 24.
Sit back, enjoy the ride. Ready?
Absolutely.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It is the continuity of a piece of music. Continuity today, when it is necessary. A fugue is a more complicated game, but it can be broken up by a single sound, say from a fire engine. Now, getting sleepy and so on. Very frequently, no one knows that contemporary music is or could be art. He simply thinks it was irritating. Irritating, one way or another, that is to say, keeping us from ossifying. It may be objected that from this point of view, anything goes. Actually, anything does go. But only when nothing is taken as the basis. In an utter emptiness, anything can take place. The feeling that we are getting nowhere. That is a pleasure, which will continue. Why? The way to test a modern painting is this. If it is not destroyed by the action of shadows, it is a genuine oil painting. A cough or a baby crying will not ruin a good piece of modern music. This is N's truth. As contemporary music goes on changing in the way I am changing it, what will be done is to more and more completely liberate sounds. Of course, you do know structure is the division of whatever into parts. Last year, when I talked here, I made a short talk. That was because I was talking about something. But this year, I am talking about nothing, and of course, we'll go on. Magnetic tape makes music clear. We are in totality, actively. Upaya. Let your ears send a message of surprise or perplexity. That's the way. Was asked, Dr. Suzuki, what is the difference between men are men and mountains are mountains before studying Zen, and men are men and mountains are mountains after studying Zen? It is not a question of going into oneself or out to the world. It is rather a condition of fluency that's in and out. Need I quote Lake? Certainly not. Spots are spots, and skills need to turn them to the point of practicality. Tape music requires multiple loudspeakers. And it seems to me I could listen forever to Japanese shakuhachi music, or the music of the Navajo Yevichai, or I could sit and stand near Richard Leopold's full moon any length of time. But those beauties, formerly for me, time length was a constant. Now it too, like everything else, changes. Beginning of the third unit of the fourth large part. Yes, it is. Masterpieces and geniuses go together, and when, by running from one to the other, we make life safer than it actually is, we're apt never to know the dangers of contemporary music. When I wrote The Imaginary Landscape for 12 radios, it was not for the purpose of shock or as a joke, but rather to increase the unpredictability already inherent in the situation through the tossing of coins. Chance, to be precise, is a leap, provides a leap out of reach of one's own grasp of oneself. Once done, forgotten, one thing to do with time is this, measure it. Cultivate in yourself a grand similarity with the chaos of the surrounding ether. Unloose your mind, set your spirit free, be still as if you had no soul. Everyone returns to its roots and does not know. If they knew they would be leaving it. Structure. Given a number of actually active points, they are an aggregate, a constellation. They can move about among themselves, and it becomes necessary to classify the kinds of aggregates, say constant and again intermittent. One can hear a sound. I wrote some music for Carillon, for Mary Carolyn Richards, using differently shaped scraps of paper folded and small holes cut in them at the points of folding. Then, use these as the stencils at points in time-space, I Ching determined. If you are interested, you can read a detailed description of it that will appear in the forthcoming issue of Transformation. When I first toss coins, I sometimes stop. I hope the ocean cycle will turn up. Earth's no escape from heaven. How can we speak of air when it is understood psychology never again? It should be clear from what I'm saying that one's one. Counterpoint is the same proposition as harmony, except that it is more insidious. I noticed in 1938 that some young people were still interested in it. Greater earnestness is required if one is going to solve really important problems. My point is this. Various techniques can go together all at the same time. Therefore, this work, I am using the word progress, with which in connection has no organizing technique supporting it. Giving up counterpoint, one gets superimposition, and of course, a little counterpoint comes in of its own accord. Counterpoint is what Schoenberg did. Teach it. I am still really thoroughly puzzled by this way of composing, by observing imperfections on the paper. It is this being thoroughly puzzled that makes it possible for me to work. I am puzzled by hearing music well played, too. If I'm not puzzled, it wasn't well played. Hopelessly incomprehensible. While studying music, things get a little confused. Sounds are no longer just sounds, but are letters. Hey, 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 hey. end of the journey, when success is almost in view, I know nothing. All I can do is say what strikes me as especially changing. In contemporary music, unfortunately, European thinking has brought it about that actual things that happen, such as suddenly listening or suddenly sneezing, are not considered profound. Not just tones, noises too. What is the physical action involved in playing an instrument? Yes! For instance now, my focus involves very little. A lecture on music. My music. But it is not a lecture, nor is it music. It is, of necessity, theater. What else? If I choose as I do music, I get theater. That is, I get that too. Not just this, the two. Art as art is order or expression or integration of these. It is light, as the Chinese say, but there is darkness. What is not unheard of is an 8 loudspeaker situation to be in the center of transmission, sounds coming from every direction. After 8, give me 16. Where is the best possible position for the audition? The corner where you are. It is understood that everything is clean. There is no dirt. Then why are you always taking baths? Just a dip. No why. For me, it is a matter of getting up and daily on less commitments. That is finished now. It was a pleasure. And now? Just the same, only somewhat as though you had your feet a little off the ground. Now at the beginning, before studying music, men are men and sounds are sounds. This causes some hesitation on the hero's part, but he finally acquiesces. One of them said he must have lost his favorite animal. Another man said no, it must be his friend. Do you take only the position of doing nothing and things will of themselves become transformed? Think for a moment about how sound has its pitch. Loudness, timbre, duration, and how silence, which is its non-existent opposite, has only duration. Duration structure.
10. 11.
Air is drawing a straight line between anticipation of what should happen and...
Thank you guys.
Featuring the Emmy.
Yes. So now we're gonna play just a little bit of John Cage. He, back in like the early 40s, wrote a piece called Living Room Music. It's kind of supposed to take place in a living room, and this is, you know, somebody's living room, kind of, sort of.
This is a sorts.
This is our living room. And so we're gonna play the first part of it. We found some sounds that were around here. He marked some high to low kind of stuff. It's a really little nugget of wonderfulness that we're going to end our show with. It's the first part of Living Room Music. And thank you to Anastasia and Tom and everybody having us here. It's very, very cool. And thank you guys for taking time out of your day to listen to us do what we love to do.
Sorry.
Which, you know, is kind of funky, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you guys, seriously, have a really great day. Thanks for letting us in your building.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for letting us play your Emmy.